Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2017. The year is just buzzing on by. I'm trying to figure out how that is happening. I thought I was just starting spring break, and here I am in the middle of, starting spring semester, and here I am in the middle of summer semester. I guess that's just how life works, huh? We blink, and it's over. And that's part of the reason why we don't want to take anything for granted either. So the song that you heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. It is the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. And the vocalist on it is Jillian Clark, with the writers Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And with that song, you can find it at truetrinity.com, truetrinity.com. The other things I'd like to tell you is that this show is brought to you each week by True Visions Travel, full-service travel company, especially for those who might need individualized or special accommodations. And Purpose Talk Radio is on the air most Fridays, brought to you to speak of living your purpose, whatever that might mean, and the variety of things that that can mean for us. If it's something that you think you would be interested in talking about yourself, if you are living your purpose, whatever that might mean to you, please do consider giving me a call, contacting me, and seeing how we might be able to arrange having you on the show. The best thing you can do to do that is to email me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio. That is Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio. And the, let's see, I just realized that I posted something with the wrong time zone on it. So I need to fix that for you. Anyway, so you can, like I said, email me if you have someone who has some products or services that you think might be interested in sharing with our listeners. That same email would get you there. Again, Cindy, Cindy, at PurposeTalkRadio. I did not mention True Visions Travel. It is very simple to reach as well. It's TrueVisionsTravel.com. So, if you'd like to participate in this show, there are several ways that you can do that as well. If you are listening via the Blog Talk Radio site, you can scroll down to the very bottom, and hopefully you can get to the chat room that is at the bottom of the show page. The other way that you can do that is to call in or Skype in. The call number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You also can participate via Skype. And if you go to, again, to the show page, you will find that there is a Skype icon. Now, if you call or Skype in, please do press the ones that I know that you want to talk directly to me, or at any time if you call in and you want to talk to our guests, that would be great for you to participate so that we're not doing this all alone. The other thing that you can do is go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And on the top of the group there, you do have to be a member, and all you got to do is request it. We're almost at 400 members on there. You just request the, and I'll add you in. But the best way to be a part of that is then just join the conversation there. Now, you know, that happens if you are a... if you catch the show live, or if you catch the show archived, both of them are available to you at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations then. And in this way, you can also invite friends, family, people that you know that might be interested in this show also, and have them chat with us even after the show is over. So that's a great way to do that. Let's see. Is that all of the housekeeping things, per se, that are out there? Yeah, I think that's pretty much the business side of things for today. So I want to get into our topic of weathering the storms. Now, part of where this came from is last night we had some storms here in the Milwaukee area. The coast is dealing with Hurricane Cindy, of all names. I thought that was kind of a nice way to come into things. Now, granted, the problem with those storms is they do destroy a lot of property and do send people into a bit of a unknown and possibly even a hurricane of their own life, so to speak. So that's where I was coming from on this topic today, is, you know, the thunder and lightning that was out there yesterday and just in the Milwaukee area was probably a little scary for some people, you know, especially younger kids. Those who have trees filling their yard, all that kind of thing. But no matter what, there are ways to weather that storm. And, you know, you do that best by finding ways to remain calm, by finding some relaxation type techniques, and those kinds of things that you can be a part of and incorporate into your life. So where do I get some of that? Well, I guess I get it simply from trying to live a positive life, I guess. You know, trying to find reasons to be grateful and turn things around. Because even in that storm, there are ways to find something good. Because a lot of times some of those storms cause new vegetation, the flooding takes out some stuff and brings in some new stuff. Um, there's some destroying, and at the same time, there's often lots of growth in those storms. And so in handling them, both in the physical sense of rain and wind and that, we have the same experience in our lives. If things are blown out that maybe we shouldn't be dealing with or don't want to deal with any longer, and new things, new growth, new understanding often comes in with it. And that's a simple way of putting things for this show. Part of me wants to say, okay, we get in there. That's really the whole topic of conversation that I had for today. But we'll go into that a little bit more. When we experience our own personal trauma, drama, and the like, for a time, it's a huge shakeup. Now, that time for some can be 5 minutes, for some 5 months, for some 5 years. And some people never get over some of the trauma and drama of a storm, a personal storm. But no matter what, it is definitely going to change you. And just like the weather outside, we can't avoid them. We can't just go through life and having things having all things hunky-dory and sweet and wonderful. Believe me, I'd love to have it. Because, of course, I think one of my things is, you know, to find positivity in everything. To the point of July is Positive News Month. We want to push positive news. We want to try to find that which is going to make us laugh and smile and think the world is a wonderful place, or at least has corners of wonderful things in it. And we'll be talking more about that next week and in the coming weeks as we go into Positive News Month. We're looking specifically for some guests related to positive news, whether it be news media outlets that have a positive spin on them, or just people that tend to live regardless of what others might think they should be doing or are doing. So we have to have those storms. If we didn't have rain, for instance, in our lives, if we didn't have wind, we wouldn't be able to have the seeds, literal seeds, of the plants scattered around. Oh, sure, the birds and the bees do a little bit of that, but not to the extent that the wind can carry things. And I don't know if you've ever noticed in your yard when you've had a tree that's in seed time, maybe maple seeds, for instance. Those seem to be a real good one to think about. The maple trees, when you see the little helicopters on them, you know, they just blow all over the place. And some people clean them up, sweep them up, cut them up, whatever. Some just let them be. But I'm sure most of you have experienced when there's a maple tree at one end of the yard, and all of a sudden at the other end of the yard, the next year, this little baby tree pops up through the ground, and it doesn't care where it's going to grow. It could be in the middle of the sidewalk. It could be in the mud. It could be in the grass. It can even be among rocks. It doesn't seem to care. Wherever it landed and planted itself, wherever it was able to get under the ground and survive and thrive for the next year, is where it's going to grow. And sometimes we have to pull those trees out like we would pull weeds out, because they're in the foundation of the home. They're growing in the concrete of the sidewalk. And if we let them continue, their roots will get underneath that and destroy. But generally, you know, if we wanted to leave those trees there, they would grow, they'd thrive. They grew up a new tree. We had one in the backyard of the home that I grew up in that my parents sold this year. And it definitely grew. It was huge. And we didn't have maples in our yard. This one just appeared one year. And I first decided to keep it, let it grow and see. And sure enough, it was, you know, the only shade tree and the only tree, really, we had in the yard. And we had some evergreens across the front that were edging between the house and just, you know, more landscaping than anything else. But that maple was huge. Oh, yes, we did have another pine tree in front, too. But in general, that was a huge tree. It provided great shade for us in the backyard, especially like when clothes were drying and things. And again, at the other hand of that, it also had its time of making a mess of the yard. Sure, because it caused the leaves in the fall, and we had to rake that out. You know, it might fall on a bed sheet. Some leaves might fall on the bed sheets that were drying in the backyard. And they'd be rewashed, or, you know, because they get stuck there. And the wind would carry those leaves, just like it would in the wind of a storm. So if we think of our own, you know, something that we have had or that we're currently going through in our lives, that we consider a storm or a challenge, there's going to be seeds from that. There's going to be offshoots and things that impact us later that make us come back and think about the situation. That send us into a whirlwind like the helicopter seeds falling to the ground. Twist and turn. And are just blown around. And then there are things that will come out of it that when we look back, like, oh my gosh, how I have changed and how I've grown because of that experience. So I want you to compare something that you're going through now and think back of a time when you were able to have it. Another storm in life and came through it. Oh, maybe it was a challenge with parents if you're younger, you know, where they didn't want to let you go out. Something as simple as that. Maybe it was a test or a grade at school. Maybe it was a job where you didn't quite get along with all the people there or didn't get along with the boss, or couldn't, the environment just didn't suit you for whatever reason, allergies, or too much light, too little light, didn't have the right equipment. You can find lots of situations and jobs. Perhaps another relationship that was just not quite what you would have liked it to be. That you've been through. You know, we just have to think back. So how did that situation get resolved? What did you do to come through it? And what did you do differently to handle what was going on? I want you to think how you can also take those things and put them into whatever situation you might be going through now. I don't like dead air. I can't give you too much of that. But I want to allow you time to think about that. And then what we're going to do is look at some of the situations you're having right now. I'd love to call you, have you call in and share if you have anything. 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And share any situations you might have and how you might have handled them in the past, so that maybe there's some suggestions going forward into the future as to how you might be able to handle it. So what I'd like to do next is take you into a bit of a meditation, guided meditation as to those two things, now that you have them in mind, and see how they might correlate for you. How you might be able to figure these things out. So, what I want you to do is take a deep breath, sit back, get comfortable in some way, shape, or form. Again, if you're comfortable, close your eyes, put your hands in your lap or at your sides. Again, take a deep breath in as far as you can, and then slowly release it. And I want you to do that twice more. I want you to start walking along a path and looking ahead and noticing the sky and how above you it's very clear. and yes. Ahead in the future, you see dark clouds. And you know there's an imminent storm. But yet you don't know quite how soon it's going to get here. So you think, I'll just stay out here for a while. And you can start heading forward. And just keep noticing where the sky stays clear or where it might change. And look around you. And notice that the wind is fairly gentle. But it's not staying just an easy breeze. Occasionally it will pick up and it will spin around, blow your hair. And so you keep walking. And you're looking up and you're looking at the clouds changing. Now there's, in one area, there's nice white puffy clouds. In another area, there's some gray. They're more straight. And you don't see much of the changes in them. You know, the colors are there, but you don't necessarily... see any real difference like you do with the white ones that are up on the, you know, one level and go up on top and they're nice and white and puffy. So just keep walking and looking at the sky. Well, of course, watch where your steps are as well. Now, I want you to think about a time in life when life seemed to be that way. You know, you're going along and things are pretty good. And yet you know up the road you were coming into a challenge. Maybe there's a deadline you had at work or at school. Maybe you had a family event coming up. You know, just, you know, was not going to be quite as easy as you'd like it to be. And I want you to kind of place that event into the weather. Look at it and pretend how it is, the weather, and how it, kind of like the environment you're in now. And as you look ahead, you can see that storm starting to really brew. And you're not in it, though, but you can see, you know, how those streaks come out of the clouds. You can see the rain starting to hit the ground in front of you. Start to see some lightning and hear the thunder. A nice rolling, wonderful thunder. And just keep walking and looking at that, and yet you know it's, again, it's far off, far enough away from you. You don't have to worry too much about it. It's just another way. You know, the storm is not quite on top of you, but like I say, you can see it, you can hear it, you know it's there. And maybe you feel again the air picking up a little bit, the wind blowing just a little bit stronger than it was before. And you hear the rain in front of you. And it starts to fall harder and harder. And you hear that rolling thunder. The occasional lightning bolt. And yet you know you're safe because you're outside of that storm. You know you're outside of that situation. That's a challenge. It's all from the future yet, just a little bit. So let's just think about how you're going to handle that situation. How you're going to be able to stay on the outside of the dangerous of the thunder and lightning, the heavy part of the storm, the torrential winds, and yet be able to survive and thrive and find out what is and experience the newness that will come after that storm. Yes, we continue to hear the rain fall around us and when we leave us. How can you handle that storm? The rain gets heavier and heavier around you. But again, you stay dry. You stay out of it. So what have you done in the past? Now look behind you and notice that there's this beautiful path behind you. That represents all the storms in your life that you've already taken on. As you look up and see the sun, shining brightly upon them. That's a result of all. All that you've already encountered, been able to overcome. Because you know what happens when there's sun in the sun? Sure does. Produces a beautiful rainbow. And as you look in front of you, notice how that rainbow shows up. Shows you that you have come a long way. Through the many things. You've weathered those storms to come up with a bright, shiny piece of life. And a rainbow actually represents the energy that we have within us. If we connect to that rainbow, on each of those colors, on each of those levels, we will find that we will be leading a very balanced life. So as you continue to process what might be coming, and those things you may have experienced in the past, it will lead you in a little bit of a balancing. So you can experience the rest of your day balancing alive. So as we look at a rainbow, the lower color is the red. Taking a deep breath. And that breath. Now, many know that red to be the root chakra. Some people say, well, what are chakras? They're just energy fields. The parts of energy that, like I say, keep you grounded into life. And those chakras should be bright, round balls that just emanate beautiful green light and into your environment. First one for all of us, basically at the base of the tailbone, in the very lower part of our body. Very base of the torso. And think of bright red ball. Make it a bright red ball. As it connects you with the earth. And then go up on that rainbow, and the next color you see is an orange. And that being in the pit of the stomach. And again, the area should be a bright round ball as opposed to something flat. So picture it as you can, becoming more and more round. Basically the area in which we feel. And it's a sacral area. It's related to our organs and our lungs. Everything that works that way. We then go up into the yellow, which resembles a solar plexus. Or even the solar plexus, excuse me. In the area that we act. Broadcasting a radio show. So the yellow then. So we have a guest in our midst here as I'm broadcasting at school today. So no, we're not putting her on the radio, but I'm just letting you know that we do have this show going on today so that you doesn't wonder what all this wonderful meditation is about. The joy that I get of broadcasting at school. And so, again, we move up through. We have the red, the orange, the yellow. The next color we know to be green, which is at the heart. And deals with love and anger and grief. And again, turn that into a bright, glowing ball of green. We go up into the next, the blue, which is at the throat, and how we speak in the throat chakra. Next most note to be an indigo. The area that the crown, the top of our head, not quite very top. And then the very top of the crown, the area of knowing and how we connect to our God self. And are part of that sacred space, that sacred knowing of God. And again, bringing that to a bright round ball. So as we go through this whole area, again, kind of scan your body, scan your energy. And know that you are safe in that storm, even with the rain pouring down around you. Even with the storm that you need to weather in life. Whatever that might be. Let it be calm and balanced. So as you do that, I'd like you to come out of that space. And remember that anytime you are weathering a challenging storm, you can come back to this balance. Being back to seeing this area and know all the storms you've been through and how safe it will be to go through the next ones. As we bring you out and counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and back in your space. So I hope you were able to enjoy that a little bit and be balanced with all your being. I invite you to, again, come join us any other Friday on Purpose Talk Radio. If you know someone who would like to share with how they are living their purpose, or you are would like to do that as well, please get a hold of me at Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. You know, and whether you're living your purpose cutting grass this summer for the neighbors, whether you're the CFO for a Fortune billion-dollar company, it doesn't matter. If you are doing what you think you're meant to do, that's what's important. That's what we like to share with our guests. If you'd like to share products or services that you have with our guests, please do consider doing that as well. If you have something you'd like to share, you can do so. Call in quickly at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074 before we close out the show. And, of course, again, we are brought every week by True Visions Travel, full-service travel company catering to those with special accommodations. That being located at truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. And last but not least, we do have our song called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. And I invite you to share this show with anyone who you think might need it. The link to the archived show will be exactly the same place as the original was. Oh, I did not leave you with an affirmation for today. I apologize. I need to do that. So every week we do have an affirmation. So the affirmation is, I am weathering all storms with the brightness of past successes. Brightness, let's change that, with the brightness of a rainbow. Symbolizing my past successes. Yes, I am weathering all storms with the brightness of a rainbow, symbolizing my past successes, is the affirmation this week. So as we close out this show, it is with the song I Am Who I Am by True Trinity. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. The vocalist again on that is Julian Clark. The writers are Julian, Rachel Grace, and myself. So until next week, I wish you all full blessings, and thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own